YGK.ca. The CFRC Airwave YGK workshop is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks.
The next chapter in one of Canada's longest sports rivalries will be written on Saturday, September 13th. The Queens Gaels travel to Toronto to reconnect with their old four foes. It's a clash 5 decades in the making, as the last Varsity Blues victory came on October 12, 1975. Can Queens continue their golden rule over the Varsity Blues, or will Toronto shock the world once more with another stunning underdog victory? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 3:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show, ahead of the scheduled 4 p.m. kickoff.
Visit The Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new release.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
My name is Corey, and I am one of the managing editors of Quilt, a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queens. Right now, we are hiring for our 2025-2026 team, and I want to invite you to apply. We're looking for undergraduate students for our financial team, event planners, illustrators and layout designers, editorial board, copy editors, and outreach team. We are also seeking grad student advisors to work alongside the editorial board. To find more information and a link to apply, go to our Instagram at QUQuilt.
The next chapter in one of Canada's longest sports rivalries will be written on Saturday, September 13th. The Queens Gaels travel to Toronto to reconnect with their old four foes. It's a clash 5 decades in the making, as the last Varsity Blues victory came on October 12, 1975. Can Queens continue their golden rule over the Varsity Blues, or will Toronto shock the world once more with another stunning underdog victory? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 3:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show, ahead of the scheduled 4 p.m. kickoff.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
waiting for our moments to break through.
Good morning, Kingston. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9, and I am Kate Bassett. You might already know me from my weekly show, I'll Try Anything Once, where I dive headfirst into the sounds and stories of a different genre every Wednesday at 4 p.m. But this is something different. This is your indie wake-up call every Monday morning. I'll be here to ease you into the new week, or maybe jolt you awake, with a mix of indie gems, fresh new voices, and tracks that make Monday feel a little less Monday. Think of this show as your morning coffee, strong, smooth, and just the right amount of caffeine to get the day started. So pour yourself a cup of joe, settle in, and let's kick off the week together, one sip and one song at a time. I promise for the rest I won't be quite as rehearsed, but I wanted to do a little introduction before we kicked off the week. So people are like, who's this new? Maybe not if you listen to my show on Wednesdays, but who is this new voice? Monday morning, shocker, crazy. But I wanted to introduce myself. I'm hoping you guys tune in every Monday and hopefully Wednesday when I'm on my other show. Anyway, what I just had playing was Second Sight by Bloom Effect. It's a new release from Canadian band. I believe they're from Vancouver, which is really sick. I feel like I never hear about people from Vancouver. It's very, like, businessy to me in Vancouver. Like, Victoria and everywhere else is a little bit less in BC, but maybe this is, like, my 21-year-old perspective, but I could be totally wrong. Anyway, what I have up next is another Canadian and new is Invisible by Tropigloom. I hope I'm saying that right. And then Breaker Bend by Cam Kane, who I've actually seen live, like, I think it has to be almost 4 years ago when I went and saw Inhaler. He opened for Inhaler, which was super cool, and I feel like I was in the know of this new Toronto local indie band / artist, and that no one knew. And now he sort of gained some traction. So I hope you guys enjoy the next couple songs, and then I'll be back to wake you up and chat a little bit more and hopefully help your morning Mondays kick the Monday blues.
Yeah. can't happily get half the sleep when you're gone. I hope you share every piece of me. I can't believe you said went over my head again, and I hope you care what you need. I just hope it's not me instead. Baby, I'm a dead end.
Stay in bandages.
Welcome back to the best way to start off a wonderful Monday morning. CFRC's Indie Wake Up Call. I am Kate Bassett. I am here every Monday starting today to kick off the week. I hope this is the best way that you guys can think to kick off the week, because I cannot think of any better way to start week two of school and just any work day slash week, whatever, work week, however you want to call it, with some new music, some old music, some indie stuff. You know how it is. What I just had playing was Hayley Williams with her song Whim, which is from her new release, Ego Death at a Bachelorette Party. Originally, I think it was released, she sent out like the emailing list, and it was a bunch of files of the songs. And then in July, they all got released as singles, and it was like 18 songs or something, just completely singles. And then as of August 28th, she compiled them all into an album, which is Ego Death at a Bachelorette Party, and then released it as an entire album, which is really sick. People are like theorizing on what it's about. They think it's about her. People think she broke up with one of the members of Paramore. I can't remember his name, though. He's the guitarist, and I'm so bad with names. Like, I can't remember it, but people are thinking it's about that. People are theorizing it's about her, like, ex-husband that she was married to in, like, 2008, and he was, like, 10 years older than her. It's been all over my Twitter. I know, Twitter user, embarrassing, and TikTok and Instagram and things like that. And I just had to play it this morning to start off the week. What I had before that was Cam Kane with Breaker Bend. And then before that, it was Invisible by Tropigloom. More new music, more Canadian, super exciting stuff. And then what I have up next is Dreaming of Heroes, which is new and Canadian, followed by Heavy Metal Drummer by Wilco. I wanted to, like, when I first listened to this, like, Dreaming of Heroes, I was like, this sounds a lot like Wilco. Maybe I was, like, imagining things and I am completely wrong, and you guys can find me wherever I am somewhere on campus and be like, you're wrong, Kate, that's not right. But I thought, like, they'd combine quite well. I know Wilco's not new or Canadian, so embarrassing, but I needed to be like, they're like twins, fraternal twins of music. Anyway, hope you guys enjoy the next little bit of music.
That wreck my brain, and I sincerely miss those heavy metal bands I used to go see on the landing in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love. Shiny, shiny pants and bleached blonde hair. A double kick drum by the river in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. Another than another. She fell in love. I miss the innocence I've known. Playing Kiss covers, beautiful and stone. Unlock my body and move myself to dance. In the warm liquid flowing, glowing glass. Classical music blasting, massive ringing in my ears. Oh, I sincerely miss those heavy metal bands I used to go see on the landing in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love with another. She fell in love. Playing Kiss covers.
Welcome back to the best way to start your Monday morning. It is Indie Wake Up Call. I am Kate. This is the first time that I am doing Indie Wake Up Call, but I will be here every Monday starting today. So be ready. I'm waking you up. You guys are listening to me while you're drinking your coffee, I hope, or your tea, or sometimes people will wake up and have a Coke Zero, which I support. What I just had playing was Geese with 100 Horses, and then before that it was Heavy Metal Drummer by Wilco, and then like three back it was Funeral Lakes with Dreaming of Heroes. Funeral Lakes, new Canadian. Heavy Metal Drummer, Wilco, not new, not Canadian, kind of old. That's not me being like saying it's old, but like it's older. Not saying anyone to age them. But and then after that, not Canadian but new, was Geese with 100 Horses. I adore Geese. I'm so excited for their new album, Getting Killed. I think it comes out on the 26th, so just over 2 weeks, under 2 weeks. I think it's 18 days maybe. I'm not very good at math, but I think it's 18 days. Yeah, if it's the 8th, it's 18 days. Guys, I'm lying, I'm good at math. Come on. That life science is paying off, I hope, maybe. Anyway, what I have up next is I'm switching the tone from a little bit less indie rock to a bit more folk. So it is a new Canadian release with The Path You Set For Me by The Crickets, which it's, I think it's an all-women band, and it's kind of a sick name to be like, yeah, like we're The Crickets. I think that's really like cool and exciting and fun, and I hate to say it, but I'm bringing the word back. It's lit. Yeah, but I'll be back soon. I hope you guys enjoy the next little segment, and it's helping you make your Monday a little bit less Monday, shaking off the weekend, whatever you got up to, whether that's doing nothing or doing a lot, but I hope this helps.
Well, I guess I didn't fall, guess I didn't crawl, guess I didn't follow the path you set for me to take. I guess I'll get over that. But it took too long. Thought I reached the peak, but I was too small. Guess I'll try it over. Close to home.
10,000 or so. I just keep walking through the same door. Reception hall, city hall, work in the grocery store. The world won't stop turning just to let you get off. For some people, nothing's turning,
Welcome back to the best way to start off your Monday morning. It is Indie Wake Up Call. I am Kate Bassett, broadcasting from the basement of Crothers Hall with CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Big Thief with No Fear off their new album, Double Infinity. It came out 2-3 days ago. I can't remember the exact date, but it's like recent. And then before, it was the Silver Sardines with their song The Vulture. And then it was the Crickets with The Path You Led Me, I think. It's a long name, and I'm, like, struggling with names today. It's a little slow. The Path You Set For Me. So I was so close. I have, like, a list of all the things, so I'm, like, checking, going back and forth. I have to be completely honest. I haven't listened all the way through the Big Thief album yet. I've sort of just, like, listened to the singles and some of it. I need to really, like, lock in and like sit and listen, but with new releases and new albums especially, like, a single is fine. Like, I can sit and listen for 5 minutes, but I struggle listening to albums like all the way through in one sitting, and I want to be able to do that for Big Thief especially, and I haven't done it for Ethel Kane's new album either. I just feel like it needs the like attention and like not to detail, but I want to be able to like absorb it, and I can't really do that when I'm like walking around or doing schoolwork or things like that. Like, I need to sit down, like maybe crochet or something like that, to like just focus. And it's kind of embarrassing, like my attention span is so bad, but I want to give especially those two albums the like time of day or time that they deserve. So hopefully by next week, when you hear from me again, I will have listened to the entire new Ethel Kane album and the entirety of the new Big Thief album. I've taken to being so artsy aesthetic vibes by, I'll go for like a little walk and then sit in Victoria Park. Oh my god, I'm like doxing myself, but and read my book, which has been super nice with the weather being like absolutely beautiful, although this morning it's a little chilly. I think it was 10 degrees when I left the house, which is disgusting. And like, oh my god, it's becoming winter and fall and it's cold. I'm not ready for it. I'm happy with the 20 degrees. We can stay at 20. We can stay at 18. We can even get down to 15. But 10 feels a little like, oh, so it's actually fall again. Especially compared to like the past two Septembers. I feel like it was like heat wave o'clock in Kingston, and now it's like, oh, so we're actually having a normal fall and the seasons are changing. But because it's been so nice, I've like taken to going for a little walk and taking my book and sitting in the park reading The Secret Diary of Laura Palmer, like super uplifting and excited and happy. But it's nice being back in Kingston and K-Town, things like that. Anyway, I'm done talking about myself. You guys probably just want to hear music. I'm blabbing. What I have up next is Real Thing by Alex G, which is a new release from his album that came out in July called Headlights, I think. I really liked the album cover for it. It was very, like, he always has very nice album covers, but I really liked the, like, way it was, like, this little kid. I don't know if it's a kid, but to me it's, like, a little kid knight with the sword and everything, and it fits into the rest of the albums. Like, God Save the Animals has painted animals on it. I think it's his wife that paints the album covers, to be completely honest. I could be totally off, but I think it is. Don't quote me. I don't want to be spreading false information about Alex G. Anyway, that's enough about me and my information that I have and things like that. So I hope you guys enjoy the next little selection of music.
Message or anything. Yeah. says she doesn't wanna wait for me no more. Walking in the city with a real thing. No one tells you what the real thing is for. Making up a story for me. Yeah, you spilled the real thing all over the floor.
I thought that I